Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. It's the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Michael Barbarita. Michael has owned and operated retail, manufacturing, and service companies over the last 30 years. One of the retail companies he operated, called Ski Town USA, grew from 2.5 million to 8 million in less than 5 years. One of the products he manufactured was cookies to scoop frozen cookie dough and was featured on the QVC Home Shopping Network and was selected as one of the top 20 products in the state of Massachusetts in 1997. Michael, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, thank you for having me, Josh. I really appreciate it. Well, you know, when we were writing our book called Powerful Business Strategies, we kind of adopted the 80-20 rule. And what do I mean by that? Because most business owners feel that, and they're right, they're not wrong, but they think of the 80-20 rule. They say 80% of my revenue comes from 20% of my customers. So what we did is we took the 80-20 rule and said, 20% of what business owners do every day can leverage 80% of their revenue. And we came up with what we call the 7-step pathway to profit formula. It's just 7 things that we believe represents the 20% of activity that a business owner does that can leverage, if they do these things, that can leverage 80% of their revenue. And so the first step in that process is generating more leads. So how do I generate more quality leads and find those perfect customers? Second is conversions. Now that I have my perfect lead and prospect, how do I convert more of those leads into my sales process, whatever that is? Third is, what are my closing rates to convert a prospect into a customer? And by the way, you know, it really doesn't matter if you convert them right away, if you're strategic in your approach and you understand what is called the buyer's journey. And then fourth is client retention. You know, how do I keep this customer? You know, we business owners, and I do the same thing. Sometimes I don't focus on client retention enough. You know, it's almost like because we're human beings, we think that once we get a client, we get to keep them by default. But I think, as we all know, that isn't the case. And that client retention is something we do have to work on. 5 is average dollar per sale. How do I get more money per sales transactions and increase my prices without losing any customers? 6 is frequency of sale. How can I get my customers to buy more often? And finally, we have to pay attention to our costs, both fixed costs and variable costs. So we take those 7 steps and we say, if a business owner focuses on those 7 steps, and spends 20% of their time on that, they could generate 80% of their revenue.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. And so it's one of the hardest things that we can do as entrepreneurs is set aside time to do the things we know we need to do, because we're right. always so busy doing some other thing that's not necessarily leading to more results. And so what have you found is the best way to help somebody really focus on these? I don't have 20% of my time.
I'm hoping the incentive of generating 80% of your revenue is incentive enough to make it a priority. I guess that's the premise that we work by. You know, that maybe, or certainly one of the things that business owners should do is document what they do every day and see how many of those things are revenue generating activities, especially for newer businesses. You know, more established businesses might have a system of selling already established. Some have them that are automated, as you know, you're talking about that funnel system that earlier on. So I think that if they focus on revenue generating activities, or if they make that a priority, they could kick out some of the stuff that they could do later on, or at a time where they can't do revenue generating activities.
Yeah, makes sense. And so tell me a little bit, I'm curious, you had a product on QVC, and I've talked to a couple of guys that have been on there a few times, and it's, first of all, the process of just getting on that show is a gauntlet, you know? So, yeah. And this is one of those kind of 80-20 things, like what are the 20% of things that you did to get that 80% result, because obviously that made a huge impact.
Well, I think part of it was being fortunate, but let me say this. They had a program called 20 and 50, something like that. 20 companies in each of the 50 states. Hmm. And so they had this big show, you know, not, I don't know, with, you know, everybody came to show their wares. There was like 800 people there, including all kinds of television personalities who had products, and all kinds of different businesses and products. And here I am with my cookie dough. But, you know, sometimes when you're baking right on, right there, right, and you can smell it all over the place, you know, the fresh cookies, it attracts attention. And so they came and they loved the cookies. And we discussed, you know, how we would go about selling, you know, selling it on QVC. And so they had a special day for us where they picked 20 products in that, out of, there was 800. And they featured our products on the air. And, you know, we sold $20,000 in 5 minutes. It's unbelievable. When you get there, it's unbelievable. And then, you know, we got to come back one time. They allowed us back. What was amazing about it, though, but here's the thing that was like made me pause from an ethical standpoint. We sold a 4 pound, I think it was 4.5 pound tub of cookie dough for $5.99 at like BJ's Wholesale Club. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's not as national as Costco or anything, but it is national. And $4.99. So I was proposing a price of, I'm sorry, $6.99. I was proposing a price of $7.99 plus shipping and handling, okay, which would have come to about $11 or $12. They priced it at $29.95 plus shipping and handling, and we sold 20 grand in five minutes.
Wow.
They have a cult following. That is so, you know how Michael Jordan, if he showed up, he'd get a lot. there were from when that talent showed up at the event that we had, the waiting line to get their autograph was at least a mile long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the following they have. So it was a remarkable experience. And then because at the time, I'm sure it's different now, but at the time, you had to sell 18,000 in 5 minutes to get to come back. And so we did that. But we did that at such a high price. It was unbelievable. But anyway.
Yeah. And so I'm curious, one lesson to take from that is this cult following. And so there's one of your several of your rules of how you can increase your sales. Would be solved if you had people that are just going to buy whatever it is that you sell at whatever price you sell it
right.
at. So what
right.
are some of the steps that you've been able to take over the years to build some more of that following? And what are some things that we can do to maybe construct that?
I think the best thing that I was able to do is make sure that you sell, deliver, and service the best product you possibly can and constantly look to improve it. I didn't just sit on my first, in terms of the frozen cookie dough, because since we've been talking about that, I didn't sit on my first product. I had to make additional products that add more value every time. And so if you can continuously add more value to your product or service, And by the way, it takes some serious work. And all this stuff takes work, by the way. If you can add more value to your product or service, you're going to develop that reputation over time. And that reputation is going to lead to a cult following like these people had. It's incredible, and still have, by the way. I use past tense. They still have. If you had one of those, if Laurie Grenier or somebody showed up at an event, there would be a line looking for her autograph, like you wouldn't believe. It's just like if Michael Jordan, I use a sports analogy because I'm a sports guy, but it's just like if Michael Jordan showed up. It's just incredible. And they're different. It's a different demographic. It's a totally different demographic that the QVC shopper.
So let's talk a little bit about the conversion formula. This is something that is near and dear to my heart. Like, I don't care how many leads you get. I don't care how inflated your revenue numbers are. How do you get somebody to say yes to the thing that you're offering to them? Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Well, that's a key component to our seven-step pathway to profit formula for sure. The conversion formula is a four-step process that addresses the prospect's problem and solution, and does so at just the right time, as if you were in the prospect's mind. Because the key to successful marketing, which by the way was established in 1931, was that you need to get into the mind of the prospect. Okay, you need to get into their mind, and you need to tap them emotionally. And so what we did when we were writing our book called Powerful Business Strategies is that we said, okay, how do we tap the emotional component of a prospect? And we said, by number one, by identifying the problem they have that they don't want, and two is the solution they want that they can't find. And so those first two components, those the first two, the first component of the conversion formula is captivate, which is a headline. That's the problem that the customer has and doesn't want. The second component is what we call the captivate, which is a solution, the solution to that problem that they can't find. Now, those are the two emotional hot buttons. And so the third component of the conversion formula is what we call the educate. Now that you've captivated and fascinated or interrupted the customer with the problem, engaged them with the solution, you now have a little bit more time to go into more detail on how you solve that problem. And then you can hit them with the offer. And notice how the conversion formula works. It starts with the two emotional hot buttons, because people buy emotionally and then back it up logically. And then the educate is the logical component. It's the component that they have to explain to their spouse or their friends on why they bought that particular product. And then finally, the offer, which needs to be compelling. There's no question about it. And we have five components to a compelling offer that we wrote about in our book. One is urgency and scarcity. So urgency, this offer ends Friday. Scarcity, there's only three left. You better hurry. The second component of a compelling offer, it's a risk reversal where the seller in the transaction takes most or all the risk. It can come in the form of a guarantee. That's one example. Comes in other forms as well. Third is adding more value to your product or service, because that can be compelling. And we talked about that a little earlier. Fourth is packaging and bundling products together. We found that packaging and bundling creates this image of value of the deal. And then finally, being indifferent to the outcome. If you're going to be a used car salesman, people don't like to buy. I mean, I'm sorry, people love to buy, but they don't like to be sold. So if you're going to be a used car salesman, that's going to be a problem. You have to be indifferent to the outcome. For example, whether you buy from me or someone else, these are the steps that you have to take in order to accomplish this the value of this product. And so that's our conversion formula: captivate, fascinate, educate, close.
Love it. Nice and to the point, and it's one of those things that if you are struggling to close more business and you're not following some sort of process, it's impossible for us to even know what to fix. But if I know that I have this 4-step process and everything else is in line, but not part two, now I know where I can focus my energy and my time. And so I love how you simplified that down. And so tell us a little bit more about where we can learn. I know you've got a book there on your screen. Tell us a little bit about the book and where we can get it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we give it away. You could go to nextstepcfo.net, get a free copy of the book. It's our contribution. My co-author and I, it's our contribution to the business community. But we're always updating the book because business is always changing. And we're finding that, you know, there are some, you know, differences in different industries. You know, that some industries, that some of the strategies that we talk about might not work as well, but needs little tweaks in order to make it work better. And so we're constantly interviewing people for the book. And so if you'd like to, if any of your listeners would like to, that are business owners, would like to be interviewed for the next edition of our book, they could go to nextstepcfo.net, go to the contact link, put their name and information in, and put book interview in the comments section, send it off to us, and we'll be happy to interview you for the next edition of our book.
Excellent. Love that. Love that. So nextstepcfo.net.
Right.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Michael Barbarita, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. Once again, you can connect with him by going to nextstepcfo.net. Whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation qualification and just automate the entire process completely, you can download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. That's it. And let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.